Charles was headed to work in the early morning darkness when he saw something lying on the cobbles, slumped against a gate. It was the body of a woman. A passerby joined him, but at first the two men couldn't tell if she was asleep, so Charles tried to wake her up. Her face was still warm, but her hands were deathly cold. Charles spoke their greatest fear into the silence. "I think she's dead." When the woman's body was examined in the mortuary, the doctor began by cataloging the wounds that would become a shocking media sensation. Her throat had been cut, and several deep, jagged wounds crossed her abdomen. Experience and evidence led the doctor to surmise that the cuts had been made with a very sharp knife. It was an ominous way to begin a manhunt that would become the center of an international media frenzy. Soon, all of London, and everywhere else around the world where they read the London news, would have a name to pin the murders on. A name that we still whisper today. Jack the Ripper. After the body was found, the Metropolitan Police examined the surrounding roads to see if there were any marks or traces nearby. They checked the neighborhood's railway lines and embankments. They scoured the streets, but they found nothing. Here's Adam Wood, executive editor of Ripperologist magazine.
There were virtually no forensics. They couldn't tell the difference between human and animal blood, let alone a blood type. Obviously, the idea of fingerprinting had been discovered, but it hadn't been wasn't adopted to the police for like another 15 years after the Whitechapel murders. So at this time, there was virtually no evidence that could be gleaned from clues.
For almost 100 years, the police files from that investigation were sealed behind closed doors. Plenty of time for the legend to grow. Some have been entertainers, telling stories about Jack the Ripper to help build up that legend. Others have claimed that their hunches were nothing short of the truth. But in recent years, historians and writers have gone back to the source with a fierce determination to understand these famous and heinous crimes for what they really were. And in recent decades, some truly groundbreaking research has helped us see Victorian East London more clearly than we ever have before. Of course, some of the stories we find there can only be described as horrifying. On this season of Unobscured, with experts to guide us, we will go back to the streets of Victorian Whitechapel to follow the trail of Jack the Ripper. We'll join the police in their attempts to solve a series of brazen and brutal murders. We'll see through the eyes of London's EastEnders as they try to make sense of the violence taking place right in their midst. And we'll explore the alleys, yards, and homes where a series of monstrous murders became the most infamous true crime story of modern history. Unobscured Season 3 premieres on Wednesday, October 7th. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts.